This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, is it just me, or it seems like every month we hear that the oldest person in the world, or, you know, the oldest American, dies. And so, you know, the topic keeps coming up on who's the oldest person. Obviously, it keeps changing because if somebody passes, then somebody else ends up being the oldest person. And with this latest, this is kind of interesting. Adele Dunlap, who has been the oldest person in the United States, has just died at the age of 114. You guys are noticing these numbers are getting higher and higher as we go. I couldn't imagine my knees and my hips lasting. I'm barely getting through my 40s with my knees and hips. I couldn't even imagine making it to 114. But God willing, he keeps me on this earth as long as he wants me to. But what's interesting about her is she kept lying about her age. And so, family members think that maybe that might have contributed to her longevity. She unfortunately died on Sunday at a home near Flemington, New Jersey, according to the Martin Funeral Home yesterday. She became the oldest, the country's oldest person in July 2016 after Goldie Mitchelson of Worcester, Massachusetts passed. And Goldie was 113 years old. Now, Dunlap was born back in December 12, 1902 in Newark. But family and caregivers said she kept saying she was younger than she was. Even in a television interview last year, she lied, saying she was only 104. See, okay, that's me. I've been lying about my age. I mean, you guys know my age because, you know, I've already told you once, and I don't want to lie to you. But to everybody else, I lie. Ooh, I lie. Like I'm 22, maybe I'm 22 and a half. That's what you do. If you ever lie about your age, throw in a half in there or three quarters. You know, or I'm going to be turning 23 soon. Okay? You know, and some people may not, but if you go, yeah, I'm 22, they think you're lying. But if you're like, you know what, I'm going to be 23 any day now, that just seems less of a lie, doesn't it? Anyway, the year she was born, Theodore Roosevelt was president. Cuba gained independence from Spain. The U.S. got the rights to the Panama Canal from France. And she really didn't have any explanation for longevity. Right? She really didn't feel any different. You see her sitting there holding balloons and, you know, she was in a wheelchair, obviously, because, you know, she had difficulty moving around. But it was interesting. She was a teacher. She settled down to raise her children. Her husband worked for an insurance company and died back in 1963. She said she never went jogging. You know, we always want to know, you know, why did you live so long? What, you know, what do we need to do to live as long as you? She never weighed more than 140 pounds. She smoked. And when her father had his first heart attack, they both stopped. She ate anything she wanted. She probably also had that super metabolism, too. You know, if she never weighed more than 140 pounds, you know, she probably, and that might have even been with pregnancy. She probably ate, you know, she probably had super metabolism. She didn't drink much. She did like a martini once in a while because, you know, in France, you know, they say the reason why they're living longer is because of alcohol. But that doesn't really explain it for the rest of us that may not drink that much. They say officials at the Country Arch Care Center in Pittstown said Dunlap arrived when she was 99 years old. She was a passive participant and didn't socialize much, but she loved the Girl Scouts coming singing Christmas carols. I think that's cool. So who now is the oldest of an American? It's 113-year-old Delphine Gibson of Huntington County, California.
or Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, Pennsylvania. I keep thinking of Huntington Beach. No, it's Huntingdon County, Pennsylvania. And that's according to Gerontology Research Group, who tracks people over than 110 worldwide. I know one of your questions is, who's even monitoring this and how does that work? Well, I guess what happens is when somebody dies, they already have a list and they already have, you know, people on standby to go and run, right, to the next house or to submit press releases of who is still alive. Now, Delphine Gibson, all right, was born August 17th, 1903 in South Carolina, married her husband back in 1928. She says still alive. She looks pretty good. And then the oldest person, let me see, in the world is Emma Moreno Martinuzzi, who is 117 years old right now. Now, who has been the oldest person verified? That was Jeanine Calment of France, which is why the French seemed to tout that they could live longer. She died back in 1997 at the ripe old age of 122 years and 164 days. We have people that can live till 122. Remember I said there was a study that came out a few years back saying, look, we got one of us right now who's going to easily live till 150. One of us on this earth is going to be alive till 150. And a bunch of us to the 130s, 140s. It's crazy stuff. I mean, I don't want to be negative and, you know, whatever God has in store for me, it's great. I'll accept with such gratitude, but I just don't see myself being, you know, very, active and contributory, to society being in the 130s. I just can't see it. I don't know. And, you know, we're doing a lot now. And, you know, people ask, you know, well, when somebody dies of old age, what do they die of? You'll hear that a lot. Well, how did they die? Well, they died of old age. Well, that's not really a medical diagnosis. When the heart decides to stop, that's when you die. When the heart stops. You know, you could have brain trauma and brain injury, but your heart could still beat and you're still alive. Even though you may be brain dead, you're still alive when the heart's beating. So once the heart stops beating, that's unfortunately when you leave this earth. And so if your heart, you know, still has the electric, you know, the electrical current and, you know, still has the muscle in order to be able to respond to that electrical current to keep pumping, you'll still stay alive. Which also makes it scary because you're like, well, how does the heart, you know, how's this, my heart been, you know, going for the 40-some, the 22 years, you know, that I've had it. Plus, you know what, maybe 9 months, let's say, you know, with your heart development, you know, a couple months in, you know, your heart's been beating a lot. So very fascinating stuff. And congratulations now to Miss Gibson. Congratulations for being the oldest American now. Bravo. Let's go. Let's get to your medical questions and the news. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So it looks like overnight the Senate approved Tom Price as the new Health and Human Services Secretary. He has been a leading critic of the Affordable Care Act, and he is now going to be the nation's top health official. I believe he's an orthopedic surgeon, they're saying. And he is a 7-term Republican from Atlanta. Representative Tom Price is 62 years old and now will be of the focus of the repeal and the replacement of Obamacare. It was a huge, heated debate. And finally, it passed. Now, I'm actually very optimistic about this because I've been very frustrated that the Department of Health and Human Services has not been run by somebody who is in the medical field. Right? I would love to see a pharmacist, a physician, a dentist, a nurse practitioner, a physician assistant, you know, somebody in the healthcare field helping make the decisions, which is why I was very frustrated with Sebelius's term and what had come out of that with the Affordable Care Act. Not that I'm blaming the Affordable Care Act just on Sebelius. It was Obama. It was Pelosi. It was everybody. Now, yes, his choice and Donald Trump's choice in price has been controversial. Of course, Democrats have not liked it. Apparently, he opposes abortion and federal funding to Planned Parenthood. He wants to loosen the ACA regulations. He wants to overhaul the law. And the senator has confirmed his nomination by strict party lines, 52-47 vote. And the debate lasted way into 2 a.m. Eastern time. So when many of us woke up, we found out that he finally got confirmed. And so, you know, his supporters obviously think he's the most capable person. Again, and it's not just him being a doctor, okay? There's a lot of us doctors out there. And there are many doctors and physicians out there that like the bill, that really think people are getting getting care. And, you know, I've been asked this so many times. Why are there physicians supporting the Affordable Care Act? And we're talking major groups, major political groups and political action committees of physicians actually supporting the Affordable Care Act. Well, it all depends on your patient population you see, what's your current situation, and what your patients are telling you in terms of what they like. And I told you guys early on in my practice, in 2009, when I saw the beginning of the Affordable Care Act, you know, being passed, I personally didn't like it. I saw a lot of issues that could come up. I thought it would worsen employment. I thought it would cause a stagnant economy because employers wouldn't want to, purchase health insurance. They wouldn't want to hire full time. I didn't like the penalties. So I thought that it would be a huge issue. I wanted Medicaid expanded during the economy. I thought that was the least we could do during the recession and people losing their insurance. But the big problem I had was people were losing their insurance. Right? You could get insurance. You could get a job, you could get insurance, but you couldn't keep it. So we had a huge problem with people losing their insurance and millions of Americans not being insured because they lost their jobs. So when they expanded Medicaid, they were able to give many of those people technically health insurance. Right? Did many of those people actually go to the doctor? Did they get taken care of? Did they go to the ER? Well, one study out of Oregon said no. They went to, you know, the emergency room, you know, just as much as they did before Medicaid got expanded. So with cash-strapped states, cities filing bankruptcy, having a Medicaid card not guaranteeing you health care, I saw a lot of issues. Now, I was also in private practice, but I was going to put my situation and my bias aside if my patients said they liked it. And I opened it up to my listeners and I opened it up to everybody saying, look, I'll keep my mouth shut. If you guys like this, if this is what you want, if this is what works, I'll shut up. And I know some of you guys are like, Dahlia, shut up, it works, shut up. Come on, don't lie to me, okay? I'm not gonna shut up. That was a few years ago. That deal is passed. Okay? That promotion is gone. That coupon, internet coupon, already expired. Okay? I'm not going to shut up. And my patients didn't say it helped. In fact, they didn't like that the price of their insurance rose. They didn't like the deductibles. And we all know the issues. I don't have to rehash it. And so, you know, the doctors and the people out there that I guess have been fans of the Affordable Care Act probably had a patient base that did benefit. There were probably patients there that didn't qualify for Medicaid. Now they could. These doctors saw Medicaid patients. The Medicaid patients were very happy because they hadn't been able to qualify for Medicaid. They didn't qualify for employer insurance prior, so they're happy. These doctors might have also seen patients who really benefited from those subsidies. There were some pretty good subsidies for some people out there. So rather than you paying the $1,200 a month, the government said they were going to cover it and you only had to come out of pocket about $100 a month. Well, that's killer. Right? Of course that made those people happy. And if a physician was seeing a patient such as that, going, that is incredible. So the government is paying off that $1,100 a month for you. Wow. Well, no wonder. I mean, remember, because we physicians are our patient advocates. But if I'm seeing a slew of patients that weren't benefiting from those very, very generous subsidies, right, and they're griping because the money that they have to put into the insurance is ridiculous, and I'm seeing doctors gripe because they're not getting paid, and I'm seeing doctors close down their office because money's not coming in, right? You know, I just couldn't be, you know, swooned by this whole Affordable Care Act. And so doctors are split. You know, and it's a very, very controversial topic because many of these academies and these associations that doctors are a part of, they'll make statements to Trump, they'll, you know, send letters out, and many of us doctors are like, what are you doing? You know, we want it overhauled. This is ridiculous. So, there's a lot of back and forth. You know, just like, you know, and we're very polarized. And it all depends on where you practice, you know, and who you're taking care of, and where you're coming from, and what's happening with your practice. You know, and it's very frustrating. I think it's very frustrating for new doctors who wanted to open up, you know, their mom and pop practice, open up on a corner, have a small office, right, in a small town, take care of people, can't do it. Medicine is now becoming very corporate, okay? And as a doctor, for me, I don't like that. Some doctors do. Some doctors love corporate. They think that's the best way to deliver care. You got decisions made from above. You have less people interjecting and, you know, mucking up the system with expensive tests, and have a group of people decide, pass it down, and, you know, you all do it. Okay. For me, nah. Medicine's an art. So I don't like that. I mean, for me, I want to be able to, with every single person, do something different if I need to. And I don't want to have to answer to a hospital administrator. Now, bless the hospital administrators. Bless the hospitals for what they're doing. Bless these big corporations for taking care of the people that they're doing. And in order for them to do that, they do have to work in that realm. And they do have to work within those constrictions of, look, guys, you know, in order for us to provide the best care, we're going to have to do some triaging. Okay, you know, we're going to have to see X number of patients an hour. You know, you can't sit there and hold a person's hand for an hour. It's not going to work. And I get that, you know, because they need to provide health care. And if you want to provide health care to more people, you can't be spending an hour with each patient. You got to rush it a little bit. And so, you know, I totally understand what a lot of the corporations are doing and a lot of these big companies. And they're trying to, you know, generate more patient satisfaction. They know what it takes for good care. They got that. But they also have X number of resources. They also have X number of providers, right? And they're only making X amount of money. I understand hospitals are recommending less tests being run. Run less tests, okay? One, we save money, especially if these tests, you know, end up being normal anyway. Two, we could get people out of the ER quicker so we could see more people. So, again, it's, you know, if somebody is pro-Obamacare, they're not evil. Okay, it means for their situation and for their patient database and for their rubric and calculus and whatever they are using, you know, their protocols to take care of patients, all right, they may find the Affordable Health Care Act conducive to that. Okay? For my private practice, where, yeah, you want to know what? I'll open up on a Sunday. You need to come in, I'll open up. No problem. I'll meet you down there. Come on in, I'll take care of you. You know, look, you know, this has been going on for a while. I'm going to get an MRI. Let me see if I can get you in right away. Let me call Monday morning, try to get you in. That sort of, you know, individuality that you know, you could offer when you run your own place, not as practical anymore. And when those doctors couldn't get paid and patients couldn't pay and many filed for bankruptcy, doctors were filing for bankruptcy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Blake, who is working the dials. All right, guys, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I wrote a piece on stuttering because I think a lot of us may have a little stutter. Maybe we aren't officially diagnosed with a stutter. Apparently we have 3 million people in the U.S. that stutter on a regular basis. Apparently 5% of children aged 2 to 5 stutter. Some may acquire it when they're older. Usually when a child starts to develop their speech pattern, if they do develop a stutter, they'll outgrow it. Maybe 1% may proceed into adulthood. But we have a lot of people who stutter as an adult, and much more than 3 million people. And so I've been asked this by some of my patients, so I decided to write a quick little tutorial for you guys on what is stuttering, just the basic scoop, you know, how to curb it, how to deal with it when it happens. And so definitely take a read. Go to my website at drdahlia.com or my Facebook or my Twitter and check it out. So, stuttering is not very foreign to us, okay? Many famous people have had to deal with a stutter. And what is a stutter? All right, so a stutter is basically a involuntary repetition of sounds. And it usually occurs with the first consonant of the word. You know, so if I go my, you know, that's a stutter. You know, I want to say my mother, but it doesn't come out my mother. I may go my. And every now and then I have a little stutter. You guys may hear it. If I talk too fast and I talk very fast, I may stutter. It happens, okay? But, you know, as opposed to aphasias and some of the other issues that you could neurologically have with speech, with a stutter, the average stutter, all right, in a normally healthy brain, you know what you want to say. You know exactly what you want to say. But your mouth isn't in time with what's going on in the brain. So it just doesn't come out right, okay? As opposed to sometimes with certain aphasias, you just can't think of the word. Or you could think of the word, but your mouth just won't move or say it correctly. You know, now there's a variety of types of stuttering. You have the developmental stuttering that, little kids can have as they start to develop their speech. You have the neurogenic stuttering, which could happen with brain damage, brain injury, trauma, stroke, etc. And then you have the psychogenic, which could be from anxiety and stress. And that's kind of what we're dealing with right now with anxiety and stress. That's the topic I want to talk about because many of you have to do public speaking. Many of you have to be on FaceTime or do a Skype. And the anxiety is there. And we've talked about stage fright and how to deal with speaking in public. And we may bring that up as we talk about stuttering. But many people stutter. And they don't even have a stutter, but they start to stutter as a sign of nervousness. So, you know, who has had to deal with the challenge of stuttering? Well, many of us know that James Earl Jones, right, you know, has had to deal with the stutter. Samuel Jackson had a stutter, and he said he dealt with it by cussing. I guess cursing helped him through the stutter. That was very interesting. Let me see here. Harvey Keitel, another actor. Nicole Kidman. Marilyn Monroe, most famously had a stutter. Rosie Perez. Eric Roberts and Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts, we knew, had a stutter. Bruce Willis. And, you know, in terms of athletes, Wilt Chamberlain, Lester Hayes, Bo Jackson, Adrian Peterson. All right, running back Adrian Peterson, he has a stutter. Darren Sproles, Tiger Woods even says that he's had to deal with a stutter. Joe Biden, very famous for having a stutter. Winston Churchill, wasn't it King George? Trying to think who was I forget which king. Trying to remember. Singers and musicians like Chris Martin, Kylie Minogue. Elvis Presley had a stutter. Carly Simon, right? Writers, etc., tons. And there's a, oh, yeah, King Charles, King George VI, Prince Albert. Okay, so you've had some obviously very, very famous people. Darwin, Aristotle. I don't know if Socrates had one. I know Aristotle did. Isaac Newton. Okay, so, you know, stutters have plagued, you know, a variety of people, very intelligent, very active, very gifted people. So if you have an issue with the fluency of your speech, don't panic. Now, from a social setting, I got to tell you, I think we as a society have done something good recently. Okay, and I want to credit Lady Gaga with this. Right? If you ever hear a Lady Gaga song, right, like Poker Face, poker face, poker face, right? She adds that in there. Now, that's just sound. That's just sound effects. That's her singing a song. But it allows you going poker face, rather than stuttering, to be throwing that in as a lyric. Right? Or what about the what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Right? With the telephone song. See? So in certain songs, they're even adding you could call it a stutter. You could call it a repetition of consonants or a repetition of sound. But it's already in a lot of our music. Okay? South Park started it with Kyle's mom. What? Right? What? I do that a lot in class. I'm teaching students, right? Somebody will ask a question. And, do we have to ask about STDs or, if somebody's married? Okay, well, of course, if somebody's married, somebody could be cheating, self STD. All right, so I'm going to answer, yeah. All right, you see? That could be a form of stuttering, but I'm able to hide it within my discourse. What? Really? So there's ways now with the way we talk, okay? Maybe in the 80s it was all totally tubular and awesome, dude. All right? That, you really drew out the words. But now we're doing a lot of short sounds in our speech. You're cray-cray. We aren't even saying the whole word. And it's a part of our vernacular. So you can mix that in. A couple times I stuttered on air, and maybe you guys realized it, maybe you didn't. And anytime I hear somebody on radio stutter, I'll text them going, that was a nice rap. There's a news director I love. He's a great guy. And he'll sit there and he'll do some of that. And I'm like, dude, okay, are you really rapping? Really? You're rapping the news? And so we can play with it a little bit. There's a lot of room to go. There's a lot of wiggle room. There's a lot of leeway today in this day and age with stuttering. So for those of you that have a stutter, you could work with that. Okay? All right? So let's say I have to give a speech. And I'm nervous because I have a stutter. Right? Trying to hide the stutter may cause the stutter to come out. So don't. Okay? If I think that I'm going to have a stutter, and I'm going to have an issue with that, I may, as I introduce myself, go, hey, guys, I'm Dr. Dahlia Wax. I'm a nationally syndicated radio host from GCN Network. I'm also assistant professor at Touro University of Nevada. I have a little bit of a stutter, so if in the middle of this I rap some of what I say, go with it. We'll dance. You see what I mean? And so, we'll groove. I could put that in there and just get out of the way. I may have a little stutter, guys, right? Roll with it. So, how to improve your stuttering? What you got to do is you got to relax. You have got to relax. Take that deep breath before you speak. Slow yourself down. Works for me. I know some of you are like, Dahlia, you've never slowed down in your life. All you do is talk. Well, trying to get through some of the health, do you guys read the articles that I have to read for health news? Really? No wonder I want to speed right through it. Plus, for those of you that like to read while going to the bathroom, if you start to read any of these medical articles on air, you're going to have to go to the bathroom because you're used to reading medical journals on the potty, right? So, of course, I hurry. All right? And like I said, own it. Own the stutter. So you're going to have some rhythm to it. You're going to rap, whatever. Another thing you could do is you could practice reading and speaking in the mirror. Read out loud. Speak. All right? Practice this. The more practice you get, the more control. If there's a trigger word or a consonant that always chokes you up, get that word and beat that word down in practice. Alright? So you could say it more fluidly. Alright? You could use a speech therapist. There's also the Stuttering Foundation out there. The NIDCD Information Cleaning House has a lot of resources for you, so check it out. And of course, email me if you need help. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess a woman gives birth on the jail floor, and I guess the sheriff is now in some heat. They say a sheriff is responding to concerns about a female inmate who was 8 months pregnant who was forced to give birth on the jail floor. Jessica Preston was in jail on a driving offense when she went into labor. The video shows Preston being sent back to her cell 3 times after telling staff she was having her baby. Her son was born behind bars, weighing less than 5 pounds. They say in the past, two inmates who were not hospitalized died in the jail. The sheriff says he's standing by his staff's decision in the latest incident. He said two LPNs were working that day. They were on the phone with the doctor monitoring contractions, and the information at the time is that the baby started to come. They took her off the cot, which is close to the wall, put her on the floor on a mattress, and the baby was delivered. The woman asked to go to the infirmary three times, once with blood on her leg. They didn't believe her, and she was sent back to the jail cell. So they're not believing her. They are, okay, that's kind of not too good. Okay, it's not that hard to, it's not that hard to discern if somebody's lying about being in labor. You could feel the contraction. When that uterus starts to contract and she's screaming, you could feel it. Okay? Now, I understand contractions, may not be as, frequent. All right? So, but you'd have to just kind of sit there for a while. Say, all right, we'll monitor you. Okay? And it wouldn't hurt if there, you know, to call in an ambulance. But the problem is you have a lot of people that lie, and so maybe this might have been a boy cried wolf where people had been, faking labor in the past. I don't know. But they say, they didn't believe her. They just left her to lay there. They didn't care, according to Linda Preston, the woman's mother. They just kept saying she wasn't having the baby, and I don't know how anybody could say that when she was bleeding. You're not having a baby. And that they didn't send her to the hospital who makes that call. Everybody just looked at her, the mom said, like she was a piece of dirt. The sheriff said the hospital is about 3 minutes away. Sheriff Tom Wickersham said, I know the mother has the medical records. I think that in all fairness, maybe those medical records should be brought out and let the people see what the medical staff did each time she was brought down. Could we have more medical staff? Could we have a full-time doctor on staff 24 hours a day? Obviously, that is going to cost taxpayers more money to increase that kind of contract. Okay, so you have a woman going into labor. Okay, I would have thought, fine, call the paramedics, have her go. Especially if you have any sign of blood. But unfortunately, what we're getting is a he said, she said. Okay, I'm seeing headlines that a woman had to give birth to a baby on a dirty jail floor, exposing the baby to a bunch of germs. Okay? We're being told she did go to the infirmary. She was sent back when they thought she was in labor. And then when she was in labor, they put her on a mattress and she gave birth on a mattress. Still not ideal by any means, but we're not hearing what the heck happened. Personally, if she did have blood on her leg, that should have been immediate. I'm thinking about an abrupto placenta or a placenta previa or some issue where you could be bleeding as the baby's trying to, or as the woman is going into labor. We don't mess with that. And if you cannot monitor a baby, if you do not have a fetal heart monitor or an ultrasound, you got to get that lady and you got to get that pregnant woman to a place where she can't. So personally, from what I see, and I don't know, it's very limited. Okay, somebody like this obviously should have gone to the hospital, especially if there was a sign of blood. But again, we don't have the whole story. And it sounds ludicrous that a sheriff's department would, look at blood, look at somebody in labor, and make her give birth to a baby on dirty ground. My guess is we're not hearing the full story, and somebody did mess up still from the sheriff's department. But, again, we can't say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say eating during labor may be safe, even beneficial for women. Now, with my first baby, I was in labor for 5 days. Okay? 5 days. They tried to induce me. Fluid was low. And we got the fluid back up. And the contractions were coming, but the contractions were only maybe 10 minutes apart. And after about 2.5 days of this, once the fluid got better, all right, I'm like, heck with this. I want to go home. I need to see the dog. I got to take care of my dog. It's my husband's birthday. So they let me go home. They let me go home because they weren't giving me anything for pain anyway. I mean, I could contract and I could feel more comfortable at home. Went home, kept contracting, and then about a day and a half later, they were starting to increase in frequency such that I could go back to the hospital. And so I did. So by the time the baby came out, it was after 5 days. Okay? Now, I did eat a little bit, But I had to be careful, and you know, once you go to the hospital, they don't feed you in case you have to have a C-section because they don't want you vomiting or, God forbid, anything happens and they have to do surgery. Having food in your stomach can unfortunately put you at risk for aspiration. And aspiration is where food in your stomach can unfortunately come up, regurgitate up, burp up, and then fall into the lungs. And now you have food in the lungs. So we usually don't feed you. So women will usually get ice chips. So cruel. But what are you going to do? Right. Now they're saying women are allowed to eat before delivery. And they actually found a slightly shorter labor than those who were just restricted to ice chips or sips of water. Now, the study can't prove that if you do eat, the baby comes faster. But according to senior author Dr. Vincenzo Bergella of Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, we really don't know how much, if anything, people can eat or drink in labor. They say whether women can have more than water or ice chips as they labor to give birth is a common discussion. And the concerns go back to decades where in a 1940 study, a woman who delivered under general anesthesia were at risk of inhaling their stomach contents and choking on it. So, because, you know, back then they may use general anesthesia. Now with, you know, C-sections, you know, we don't have to have you completely under anesthesia. You know, we could do epidurals and be able to perform the C-section that way while you're still awake. But back then, when you had general anesthesia, we couldn't have food in your system. That came back from the 1940s. However, very rarely, even in a C-section, somebody may unfortunately be going through a huge complication. And if, let's say, an emergency hysterectomy needs to be performed because somebody's bleeding out, last thing we want to worry about is you having food in your stomach. So with this new study, they looked at data, and they looked at those who only ate ice chips and those who were able to eat or drink a bit more. And we're not talking about a Big Mac or an Outback steak. The woman was able to drink a honey and date syrup. Another study allowed all types of food and drinks. Other women were allowed to have liquids with carbohydrates. And the researchers analyzed 10 trials that included 3,900 women in labor. All were only delivering one child, so no twins and no triplets, so they were hopefully not at risk for C-section. The women with less restrictive diets were not at increased risk for either complication, no vomiting, choking, etc., even when they underwent general anesthesia. And women who were allowed to eat and drink more than the traditional ice chips had labor. You know, to let you eat, to eat or not to eat. Personally, I don't think a lot of medical providers are going to jump on this one unless they feel very confident that you would be having a normal vaginal, normal spontaneous vaginal delivery. But if they think there may be complications where you might need C-section or, God forbid, something worse, then my guess is that say don't eat. Now, it's tough. This whole labor thing, wow. You know, I don't know if they're ever going to make it easier or better. You know, in the olden days, labor didn't necessarily last as long as it does now. One is women were younger when they gave birth. A younger woman gives birth a lot faster than an older woman. Plus, you squatted when you gave birth. Lying on your back, you know, it's easier for us doctors to help deliver it, obviously, because we can't sit there and be under your legs while you're standing. But one of my relatives basically had to get up on the bed and squat. Her doctor did it old style. All right, we'll be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528.
That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.